And, yeah, for now, the thing's just concentrating on this guy. The guy is just flopping there.
We're going to need to move now.
I toss you a duffel bag, and I have this kind of bored, almost bemused expression as I, like, start stuffing rope and stuff. I stuff rope, a small hatchet.
Is this what you're like? The thing's not noticed you, because it's going. Mm-hmm. So you guys, are you taking your time to grab the stuff? Or is this one of these things that you grab the duffel bag and you just, as you're running, like, I need that.
I'm hurrying, but he clearly has no concern for the fact the man just died. Mm-hmm. He's bothered that he has to look for a new car.
Anyone ever tell you you look just creepy sometimes?
Creepy? Sliding scale today.
Yeah.
Valid point. Let's get
the Okay, so you guys are
back
rushing.
Yeah. Let's go back.
You go into the back and you open it up. Definitely just some boxes and crates of stuff that probably... Mm-hmm. But you do see a door to the back alleyways. Mm-hmm. Minor office to the side. Mm-hmm. You guys go out the door and there's the alleyway. It's dark, especially since there's literally no lights out here. Once again, you turn on your flashlights, and left or right?
Left.
Left.
Right.
Left it is.
Left it is. Yeah, you start running down the path. Mm-hmm. A few of the doors to the building, the back doors are locked. Mm-hmm. And as you get down further, you suddenly hear a... and you turn around and for a quick glance, and you see the thing looking out at you from where you just ran from that. And suddenly, seeing that you have, like, lights and freaks out and dives up and starts climbing up a wall and suddenly you hear an echo of all around you.
Shit.
And
lights up.
You raise your lights and you see from atop of the buildings, like, this head's poking over, looking down at you, dozens of them, and they start clawing down quickly towards you, but as soon as they see the lights they back away. But they're getting more bold in their actions. Some of them are leaping over on top of you, looking around, trying to clearly get to you guys a place where the light isn't bothering, so it can pounce or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We need to go. Get out of here now.
Okay, move. Let's just get a different car.
Okay, so, well, you're in the alleyway now. You're running down that back of the alleyways. Finally gets to the point where you can keep on going straight or you can cut into the main street again.
Main street is where cars would be.
Okay, you guys get... in the main street, you hear the things like, and one lands right on top of the car that you were just heading right towards, and then it looks like it's trying to hiss at you, but it has no mouth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you see,
right in the face.
Yeah, as soon as it does that, it freaks out and just dives and starts scurrying away.
Then I'm gonna take the car.
Okay, so who's getting in? Where's everybody?
I'm driver's seat.
I'll be a shock. You'll be shotgun.
I'll be shotgun because I have the shotgun.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys dive in, and as soon as you definitely looked like a car was maybe going a little bit above the speed limit as it was.
1950s badass.
Yeah. Good for you. This seems actually be like you were exiting. It looked like it was speeding because it was exiting Main Street. Mm-hmm. More towards on the side road, so there's less cars on the side road. So you quickly go away, but you see in the rearview mirror these muscle men, whatever you want to call them, are leaping from building to building, and one jumps up, and suddenly you hear a boom right on top of the car.
Mm-hmm. Hit it before it hits the car. It specs the car. I think I know what they're doing.
It's on top of the car now. Okay. On top of the hood. You hear it. You feel it driving. As soon as it hits, make a drive test plus dexterity to keep you from, like, crashing, because it's a...
Drive is already dex-based.
Yeah, well, then, yeah, absolutely.
Don't let it spear the car. Anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you should be doing action instead of explaining this.
Good point!
Wait, was it spend two to boost it for a scene?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So then I get an extra. Yay.
Oh, are you?
I've got a talent that gives me, helps me boost my dex.
Oh, cool.
And since driving is based on dex.
You could have just spent one and then added two to your drive roll.
That's how it goes. All right, so...
This one, though, gives you it for the entire scene. If you spend... One, sure. It gives you just for that roll.
I want this to be a
so long. If you think it's going to be more drive rolls, then...
I think there will be.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are going to get rid of this. It either will be gone in one shot, or there will be more of them.
Yeah. Smart. Long-term spending.
I know how Billy works.
Okay. Yes.
Three.
Okay, I'm going to see if it holds on.
Watch it only be one roll.
Does Defender win?
I don't think there's a specific role for it.
I'm gonna say you see it's you see in the mirror it's gonna bring. Well, no, you don't feel it. It seems probably like it was going about to bring something down, but you joked it, and you see it kind of stumble, and you see one of its claws like on the windshield, like it lost its mark, but then you see it pull back. It's still on top of the car, but you're able to juke it a little bit to get it off balance, and you don't crash into the side of a building when it hits. Okay. You get it under control, and you're still driving. You see from the side, definitely more things are crawling along buildings. Some are leaping on trees. Some are trying to dive for you. Occasionally, you're going to have to make some drives to not have them land on you. Jesus, one's on top of the car. The car's hood.
Okay, for shooting. So I just do my usual rating, plus I use my shotgun as well?
Yes. Okay. I'll be taking away two away from your dice roll because you're shooting blindly up into, and some of the impacts are going to be taken away from the
Okay, so it's hood. The roof of the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
Okay, so you pump it, mm-hmm. Well, pump it and fire into it, you still feel it, on top of the car. It's definitely trying to get its thing, David, you...
I'm going to open up the door and stand up on the outside of the car and just shoot it in the face.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Let me remember how this works. That's a 7. So, 2, 4, 7. Right? So
yeah.
This is, 4.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Sorry. 4.
Okay, you... It definitely, you knock it back, but its legs are kind of like, it seemed like its toes almost kind of curl into the metal, warping it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as it's knocked back, it suddenly, it sits back up quickly, brings back its arms, only to get like a mouthful of lead as you fire into it. And it suddenly its legs unhook and you see it fall. Mm-hmm. It doesn't die though.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the last one a lot more, mm-hmm. A lot less. Pretty much in the head, mm-hmm. just like this one, but it died. This one, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It falls off and rolls on the ground, only to get back up. It limps a little bit, then seems to get its stride, and then it's chasing off of you, mm-hmm. chasing after you. Mm-hmm. You look around and you see there's one in the trees. Like just, it took a dive ball right over you and barely missed you. Uh-huh. Lands on our trees, and it looks like it's going to definitely jump on the car again.
Have any of these things been caught in the headlights yet?
Yeah, one or two, but they don't seem to be freaked out by it.
All right.
Right, but you see ones. It looks like it's preparing to jump on the left side of the car.
Okay. Let's just do rounds again, I guess.
Okay. I'm just gonna give you a chance. You see, it's ready to jump.
Okay, I'm gonna take a shot at it.
All right. Well, okay, you're gonna take a shot at it. I was gonna give you time to warn Angela. Angela, you don't see it unless you make a perception roll.
Wait, it's in the trees.
Yeah.
And it's gonna jump down. Yeah, I think I'd rather shoot at it because I. Can't warning Angela. She could swerve, but he'll still be able to. Thing would still be able to correct for where we're going.
Maybe. So,
yeah, so I'm going to say shoot.
So I'm still doing my perception though.
Yeah.
Three.
You make it. You see that you spot the thing as it's jumping down. You could make a drive check to move out of the way.
Yes, I can.
It's going to be 4 though.
5.
But nice. You quickly move out of the way. This thing lands on the road, spins a little bit, and then it's stands up and starts giving chase. Jesus, suddenly slams against the side of the door and it looks towards you, and you hear another
shoot it.
Okay, go ahead and make your shot.
All right, 6, 7. I think I got that right. All right, 3.
Okay, you kind of press it against the side of the window, and it just flies off. You guys get to the end of the road. It's Main Street. This is not Main Street, but it's like the cross streets of Main Street, so it still has some, definitely has some stores at fronts in it. You guys start flying down, only for Angela to quickly hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
As she notices, there were a lot of cars on mm-hmm. Main Street. And you kind of realize now why there's not a lot of cars on this street. It looks like someone has actually made a U around something in front of you.
Using the cars?
Using the cars. You immediately hit the brakes. And you stop in front of the car trap.
Okay, I hop down back into the cabin. Guys, I got a crazy idea. So the explosion only went so many miles. We interviewed people where the explosion wasn't. So I say we go to one of the outlier's barns.
I have nothing else.
But sure. You hear that clattering as you start backing up.
Am I in a well-made car?
Decent.
It's a solid chunk of steel. Yeah. Awesome. I'm not backing up. I want to pull a sharp U-turn. I'm hitting the gas, and I'm just going to mow over anything in my way. I want to use the car as a weapon.
Okay, so you're trying to break through?
Yeah, this is no longer defensive driving, trying to avoid shit.
Oh, so you're not going... I thought you were going to try to crash through the car trap?
The barricade? No.
You're spinning around to face off.
Okay.
You're gonna
with the things that were chasing us.
If one of those things pierces us, we're screwed.
Okay, Angela. Anyway. You definitely, you know, you spin a car and you start... and you just see one standing in front of you, a lot bigger. It has its arms out. It's going to be your strength against his strength. Well, not your strength. The car strength is 5.
I was going to say, don't make this my strength. 5 strength?
Augmented by car.
Teamwork. We both shoot at it.
Yes, let's do that.
So...
Does that give me a...
That gives you a +2 for each person helping.
Awesome.
Do you have over a total of 4 for your firearms?
Hmm?
Do you have over a total of 4 for your
firearms? Well, let me review. I have a firearm 6.
Yes.
And my shotgun is 4.
Yep.
So it's 10.
So we give you a +4
okay. Yay.
To
awesome.
Do this roll so... as we shoot the shit out.
Okay.
3.
Five.
You ready?
Oh,
ah!
Jesus Christ.
8, 9, 10, 11. You try to clock and suddenly it just slams its fist down and you guys actually are thrown forward against, take 1 point of bashing damage each of you as you slam into the car as it just... You are going 90. You are going 60 miles per hour. It is not. And
how do we do health in this game again? Was it size or something? No, that's.
We should be able to body roll plus our power. Defense.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I would say you just get the automatic. How many health points does everybody have?
I had 7. Now 6 because of the
ball. Yeah, I'm down to 4.
Okay,
I have 3.
Okay, this thing just stands in front of you and suddenly several more just like round the car. And just as they look like they're going to pounce, a beam of just intense light illuminates you guys. And the thing's just like, get the fuck out, run! They get the hell out.
That's what they say in lizard yeah. speak.
You suddenly hear from behind you, for like, where the car trap was, is a bullhorn saying, okay, come on now, we got the beams, we got the heavy beams on you.
Alright, stumble out of the now. Is the car wrecked, or did it just stop?
It stopped.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
but it seems like when you try to start again, it's done.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Stumble out of the car with my duffel bag.
Yeah, you kind of blinding. The guy's like, just walk forward, a couple paces, and we don't really like turning them off so quickly once they scatter. But come on,
we're coming. Slow down.
All right, holding my bruised rib, stumbling forward.
Yeah, you pansy.
After, like, as you guys get closer, you see a few people, they kind of... One of the vehicles was a bus.
Okay.
They open up the door, and two of them step out, and they have, like, they have some... You know where the shotguns went.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. They don't look scared of you. Like, oh, God, who are you, man? Mm-hmm. They're like, come on, inside.
Okay. All right, cool. We stumble inside. What are they wearing?
One guy is wearing a running suit, like sweatpants. He still has the headband around his head, and like the iPod hanging loosely from a pocket.
Okay.
Another person is wearing, it's a portly woman, has an apron on, and still has flour like on her dress, where clearly she was cooking.
Okay, cool.
And they wave you into like the bus.
Okay.
You climb into, you follow them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
They lead you through the bus and out the back, and you see one guy, it looks like a cherry picker. Someone's like running a cherry picker, and what they've done is they put on top of it the movie theater, the big lights.
Oh yeah, wow!
And
oh, you mean like the spotlights that you use in like opening nights?
Yeah, opening nights. Yeah.
Oh, that's this, nuts.
Yeah. And right. The guy's like, "Okay, bring it down." The person like you know works the cherry picker, and it slowly works down. About 20 people, and the guy on the bullhorn. He taps on the radio once, twice, and suddenly it starts playing, and it's a nice, pleasant tune, and that relieves everybody. He's like, oh, thank God. Oh, and as you look around, it's clearly people from 2012. Okay. Someone's wearing a Bieber t-shirt, for Christ's sakes.
I shoot that one.
Well, good.
You can't be worse than a spy.
Here's an extra stop. There you go.
Total commie.
And, you know, they look towards you, and some of them are mumbling, a couple of them patting on the back, just kind of like, okay, it's going to be okay, man, I think. And the guy in the bullhorn, he walks up, and he definitely has, like, the cowboy hat on, portly belly, kind of looks like imagine business casual in Texas. Like a business casual lunch. He has, like, okay. The button-up shirt, but nice jeans, uh-huh. Boots, and a hat.
Okay.
He kind of looks at you as he's, like, he's about to prepare a speech, and then he kind of catches, he's like, you're not from town.
Reach in my pocket.
NSA.
Oh, thank God for America! I told you America's going to get us out! And then people will be like, yeah, USA! USA!
Please, everybody, stay calm.
No chanting, for God's sake.
We need to talk to, and I point to the man in the hat. Are you the leader here?
I'm the mayor. Mayor. Ah.
All right,
Mayor Smith.
Mayor Good. Smith. And I reholster my gun. Mayor Smith. We are here to ensure your safety. We are here to originally investigate, but now. Because we're here to ensure your safety, but we need information. We need answers right away. Is there a safer, more private place that we can talk
to? Oh, absolutely. Everybody, inside, up. DEFCON Alpha.
Is it more private? All of us are cramped in a small room. This is not what
yeah. They like, you know, they pull the giant, the spotlight from opening night, from the cherry picker, and it has a giant extension cord that they clearly podges together. And they slowly start rolling it backwards until you all are kind of inside the lobby of the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And you see one more light inside the movie theater. It's like pressed against the wall, like a corner. And it's like shining brightly inside the place.
Oh, that's cool.
Engulfing everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And once they get to the front door, they push the other light facing the doorway, and you hear the run of several motors going on, and this seems to be like, though you look around, there's probably 10 more people here, mostly kids and
okay.
pregnant women, you know, mm-hmm. people who can't, some elderly people who aren't really going to be much use in a fight.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And they're eating popcorn, but yeah, you see like a lot of the supplies, you see some of the camping equipment here as well,
mm-hmm.
and the mayor, he's like, looks around. Welcome to Jacobton. What the hell's going on?
That's what we were about to ask you, Sheriff. Mayor?
No, actually, I'd rather have him be a sheriff. I like that. Sheriff. Okay. Yeah, sheriff. Okay. He doesn't know where the mayor is. Sheriff. Honestly, we were, I was doing my patrols, and suddenly there's a bright light, and I'm in the... It's 1958, one old woman. No, 59. What old woman screamed? 59, I recognize it any day. And he's like, it's 1959. If that wasn't a problem, well, then these creatures suddenly start showing up, killing every last one of us. We're a town of 600 people, and this is all we found. So that's all... survived. I mean, we were on Main Street. It was pretty, you know, went on full road and
Mr.
probably
Sheriff,
a couple hundred. I don't know. We were 100 of us starting out, I guess. And then,
Mr. Sheriff, I'm going to ask you if any of these people have traveled here with you or if they survived. I just need you to tell me if they're alive or if you've seen them. Walter Dillinger, owner of Mike and Ike's hardware store.
Oh, my son of a bitch. Yeah, I hope he ain't survived. If I see him again, I kill him right where he stands.
Have you seen him here?
Yeah, he was here. He was the one that told us about the light. We kept the light up.
Go on.
He was the one that first noticed that these creatures, like, you know, normal lights, they don't give a shit. It doesn't hurt them as much. But if you get a really intense beam, they stay away from you. We actually were able to. He made like a lantern. We helped him get a lantern that it was more. You can walk around and do that LED shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he took it. He ran. He left us here to die. And it was my idea to. Well, there was a large group of us then. But then I realized if this thing needed a bright light, crowd in the movie theaters, and they had. I remembered in 1950 they were. It was the newest thing, so they always had opening night lights flying around.
Sir, is Felix the drunk here as well?
Felix? No, I ain't seen him. He's probably dead.
Okay. So, which way did Walter Dillinger go?
He took off halfway through a battle. We were running for our lives, and I think he was going towards down Emmett Street towards the west. That's all I can tell
so
you.
So, is the water tower in the west? The old one that the city doesn't use anymore?
He looks around. He's like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, do we got a map? God damn it, give me a map. And somebody finally, they pull out a map and they open it up. It looks from like something from they pulled from the car. And he's like, yeah, here we are. And he circles. Here's where we are. And over here in the west, he points towards the water tower. Why? Is that something important?
It might be, sir. We're really not at liberty to discuss that.
You suddenly hear, like, he gives us a nod ahead and you hear, like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Those were the wrong words.
Ma'am? Part of the U.S. government. I respect that. I served my time in Vietnam. But I just seen about...
We're sick. The three of us have been infected with a virus that was used to cover up what was going here. We have 24 hours to survive. All of you have been infected at this very point in time. If we do not get the antidote and clean up this mess, then the U.S. government is prepared to write us off as casualties of terrorist attack. I suggest you put your guns down, or your children will die choking on their own blood.
Okay, I'm going to say intimidation.
Yeah, that's intimidation.
Intimidation or con? Your call.
Con! you can use your plus one on this one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Average 4?
No, you need a little bit more.
Okay. Let's see, so 3, 6... 1, 2, 3, 4. Buy it up.
No. If you pay me one, you get
automatically.
You get automatic one. So 5.
Okay.
That was enough.
Okay.
Kind of waves a finger down. He's like, what do you mean, infected? Is this all like a hallucination or something?
No. Actually, it's an insurance plan. We anticipated... Uncle Sam anticipated that there might be a little... concern if we ran into any locals that had disappeared, that would be all of you people. The official story is that there was a virus. If you kill us, we cannot get you the antidote once we get back to 2012. You will die in 1959 of a disease that has not been seen since the bubonic plague.
You son of a bitch.
Sir, your taxes pay my salary, and I'm helping you. I'm going to need a couple of the clips for a 9mm... Who has a 9mm pistol?
Finally, you get one clip out of somebody, because most of them are shotguns.
Fantastic. We're
can
also
I get
gonna
a few
here.
Slugs from... No?
Yeah, you're
no.
going to help my people right now, and then you're going to lock this place down, and then we're going to go after Mr. Dillinger, and we're going to bring him back here, and then everyone's going to get home... safe and sound for mom and apple pie and maple syrup, whatever the fuck it is you people like. And then we're going to go back to our job where we don't exist, and you're going to live the rest of your life. If you threaten us again, you will die here. Either those things or that will kill you. That is how serious this is. Protect your people, Sheriff. All right, team, let's go. 22 hours.
Yeah, you get like two more. You get a couple of clips, like a couple slugs, like 5.
Right. How many do I get for my pistol, and how many do I get for my rifle?
They give you 5 more shots for your rifle. For your gun, they're not canning any more guns. It's all we can spare. All
right. How many total rifle bullets did we start with?
4.
It was just 4?
Yeah.
Between
10, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, 10. And then we split it between 2 guns. Who had the others?
No, you only have 1 gun.
Oh, okay. So I had... All right. Awesome.
Okay. And I lead it... We just walk out like I own the place.
Yeah, well, they have... Son of a bitch.
They have to push open the... they have to push the thing slowly out.
Thank you for your assistance, citizens. Uncle Sam is looking out for you. Thank you very much. As we walk out, I say, you know the most disappointing part?
Is that
they're not
shoot
They're not actually sick. All right. We walk out.
Right.
So I guess pick of any of the cars. This is a very nice parking lot. So
you guys are in the the gate, so you need to leave through the bus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For now, when you're inside the gate, the car gate, mm-hmm. Since the bright light is shining outwards, you're mm-hmm. kind of safe here. Okay. You do hear the scream of in the distance.
Okay. Mike and Andrew devises a plan to get us to that water tower.
How far are we from the water tower? In terms of, like, miles? Less than miles?
I'd say you're about, I don't know, 5 miles.
5 miles, all right.
Not that far.
So we're 5 miles from the water tower. We do not have a working car in the immediate vicinity, mm-hmm. and there are, for lack of a better word, monsters.
All right, so what do we know? Back in time, okay, we established this, the creatures mm-hmm. somehow are able to stop things.
What's between us and the water tower? Like, do we have to cross Main Street? Is it farms?
No, it's suburbs.
Suburbs?
Just suburbs. Houses and stuff.
So we can't get there as the crow flies. We're going to have to navigate through streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, shit.
You could take the bark. Do you guys have the map? Did you guys take the map with you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you have that one.
Thank you.
There's a park you can go through that is pretty much a straight line. Not towards... You have to still go through a couple streets. But once you reach about 2 streets away, if you go straight to the park, it cuts through most of that, and then you can go through backyard of a farm to the up the hill to the water tower. It's more of a straight line, but there's no road.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 streets over, you'll reach Central Dakota's park.
Central Dakota. All right.
You drive through the park, drive through some farmland, and then you get to the water tower.
Still 5 miles on foot, though.
Yeah.
We can't use the car through the park?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said it. I do believe I said you could drive through the park.
Well, I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. And we do have more streets to cross before we get there?
You'd have to drive about two... You have to, like, go north a little bit, like, for two streets. To get there, yeah.
So we could probably pick up a car on the way.
You most likely could.
I can. Yeah. All right, cannot, safe hypothesis.
Confirm, yeah. No deny, the stab we will receive.
Okay, did the people have flashlights?
Yeah.
Were they working against... No, 1950s flashlights.
They're 1950s. They're not strong enough. They said that the guy invented had it like a lantern that mm-hmm. he made.
Yeah,
that worked. But he stole it and ran and left him to die. And the sheriff was able to quickly remember the show. Okay.
Do we have duct tape?
Oh, we said duct tape.
We could go back and ask for some.
We I rated a
yeah, sure. You have duct tape. Yeah, okay.
Awesome,
yeah.
Excellent. Because a plan for now, okay. The car.
Right, first off,
Smith's paranoia is evident the second he opens up his the duffel bag of spoils. He's loaded just
it's
the most random
actually all arsenic
shit.
Pills.
All right. I'm going to actually put my flash on top of my shotgun and use duct tape. All right. First thing, begin to realize those hair things stop things from moving, period. Okay. So we can't let them poke anywhere on our car. All secondly, right. They take damage from the light and seem more susceptible to our shooting them a lot when they also slash the light. We should also focus in on that. Thirdly, shit. No, just seriously, that's all I need to say. Shit.
All right, that's fine.
Plan we devised. We're going to, we've got to walk over 2 streets, hopefully pick up a car en route, and then we can cut through the park and some farmland, give us a straight line to the water tower.
I love it.
All right.
All right, cool. So you guys, exit.
Flashlights out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You open the bus door because you have to go through the bus door. Yeah. Go through the bus and you kick open the door ready to go, and you hear the clang, clang, clang of a cow as it just walks right by. Just looks at you, just keeps on going.
It rides the cow.
Do we shoot it?
No.
No, it just keeps on going. It's just walking along. Clearly, you remember that it did say, like, no farm animals. There are animals here, so.
Oh. Right.
Mm-hmm. Found where Bessie went.
Do we shoot? Okay.
No.
Every living thing we pass, like mama duck leading baby ducks across the street, do we shoot?
Wait.
No.
I think I'm starting to think like you, man. Take Bessie with us. Distraction.
It's not half a bad idea. And it's just a cow. Wait till they graduate to people.
Wait, what?
That was a joke.
Just walk, boys.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you grab it. You find, like, some rope. You said you brought some rope from the hardware. Mm-hmm. So you can either... You tie it around the back cow. It seems kind of cool. It's like, oh, cool, we're walking. So it's walking. Clang, clang, clang. With bells.
Can one of you cut that off? Let me do it.
Cool. Wait. Oh. Cool. The cow's following you. Yeah. And you guys just slowly walk down the road with a cow. It chewing on its whatever the hell it chews on.
Cud.
Cock. What?
Yeah.
Micropenis.
Oh, is that what they eat?
Yeah.
Oh, no, only if they're organic free range, right?
Yeah.
They look a mini cock. No, literally a mini cock.
Okay, so you guys are walking slowly down the street, and you see like some cars on the park, and they're on the parking spaces, parking lots, not parking lots, parking
driveways.
There it is. Yeah, you're walking. These are more now being homes and stuff, mm-hmm. suburbia homes.
Mm-hmm.
Cow just follows you lazily.
Are we really keeping the cow the whole time? What is the plan with the cow?
Well, they seem to go after things that are still moving around. Keep them an easy target. Might give us a few seconds.
Once we get in the car, I'm going to shoot the cow in the ass. And it's going to make a break for it. Hopefully they'll go after the cow and not us.
You could just slap it, you know.
Do I look like I grew up on a fucking farm?
And waste bullets?
Fine, I'll slap it. You take care of it. You're on cow detail.
All
right. As we're walking. All right. Plan. Do we want to keep the cow as long as possible and, you know, more attempts to lure it, or do we want to sacrifice the cow in order to get speed and take the car now?
I like the second option.
Let's do that.
I don't like waiting.
Alright, don't do anything until I've had a chance to see if any of these cars have keys.
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn
it! What kind of don't do anything?
All of it! That's what I don't understand. All of it!
Hammers!
Don't do anything until I've found a car that either has a key or I can hotwire it.
Okay. All right, cool. So, where are you going?
I want to find are any of the cars, like, in the middle of the street, or are they all parked off to the side?
Yeah, there's actually... Damn, I was hoping for one or two, but nope. One isn't actually in the middle of the street. Headlights on you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, not on you. I turned away.
How did I not notice this earlier?
You see a nice car. It doesn't have a... it's a Corvette. It's a Corvette.
Okay.
Cool.
So busy. Sorry.
Corvette meaning it has no roof, just so
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So convertible.
Oh, yeah. It's
no
a convertible.
Roof. That's perfect. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
On the other hand, nothing can jump on top of us if it doesn't have a roof.
Oh, it can jump on top of you.
If it tries to jump on us, we can see it. We don't have as many blind spots as we do in one of the fucking land boats.
That's true.
But it'll be on top of us if it jumps on top of us. It will literally be okay.
In the distance, you hear it. Just remind you that
ahead or behind.
Somewhere in the distance. You think it echoes. Here's the thing: it does it once, and then there's a million echoes around you. All right,
I'm going to try to hotwire a car. If that doesn't work, we're going back to the convertible.
What?
So go to the nearest car to.
It's in the driveway.
All right. Does a 3 hotwire it?
No.
Okay. So, can I have another blue?
The 1950s cars were hardcore. Was it?
Well, we're used to...
Nope.
We're used to hotwiring OnStar cars.
That's true enough.
Nope, I can't make it.
Yeah, here's the thing. You do hotwire it properly, it's just not on.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Alright, we're taking the convertible. Mm-hmm. Deal with it, boys.
For some reason, it should work.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. It's not on for some reason.
Because it's weird fucking time travel bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't trust... time travel.
Right. So, you get into the convertible?
Yeah. Maybe a Corvette.
Yeah, whatever. You touch the key and you give it a little shake and...
Right, hold on.
Did someone slap the cow's ass before we took off?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to do that, yeah. It winks at you and just walks away, showing you what daddy likes. I don't know. I mean, it was a good idea, but you guys are just... It walks away, just... It kind of runs off, but you don't see it then.
Okay. So we don't hear a scream of death in the bear.
The monsters are on the rooftops. Like, that is really an appropriate thing to do to cattle. That is a living creature, and they should treat it with more respect.
Yeah, let's kill them. I mean, we were thinking about this was wrong, but maybe you're right.
Wow, humans just really are beyond redemption, you guys.
Thanks for telling us about this enemy that evaded our space, and he looks over and there's the cow smoking a pipe, like, I'm glad I could help.
sitting in a lawn chair.
Since we're still in the neighborhood, I'm driving kind of slowly. What I want to do is I want someone to give me some the duct tape, and I'm duct taping my flashlight to the side view mirror, so I've got the beam of light that hurts these things in front of us.
Okay, you definitely do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're driving off, and around you just like crack, 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 like you know the crackle of lightning, mm-hmm. but you don't see it. You do see like hints of like light, kind of like it's trying to poke. Imagine lightning, but that you're seeing it through clouds. So you see that briefest of flashes. There's no clouds here, but there is that kind of something. You see like a brightening of something, but it looks like it was obscured by darkness. You guys are driving. As you are going forward, you get to the park. There is you hear barking in the distance. Clearly a dog somewhere around here. You see a couple cars in the parking lot. You see scurrying as you flash, you know, the car's mm-hmm. headlights. But, yeah, you're in the parking lot of the park now.
Alright, so should we gun it, or should we just keep going at our normal pace?
That's our driver's call. I'm fine with whatever.
Let's keep going at the normal pace for now.
Alright.
So, you, definitely, there's a sight bump as you get on top of the sidewalk, and then you all start rolling into grass. It's a little bit bumpy. Let's see if anybody notices you. Yeah, it doesn't take long. You're going about how many miles per hour?
20.
Okay, you start going at 20 miles per hour, and everything seems fairly calm. However, through this park, it's a little bit more. There's some trees. There's definitely places for them to hide, and it doesn't take long for you feel something to land.
Flashlights right. Up.
Yeah, something to make a perception check. Everybody can make a perception check.
Perception!
Angela, you minus two because your flashlight's not, you can't raise it up.
Alright,
Ooh!
Three!
Balls, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Three.
You're just looking around, suddenly you see like the shifting of like some branches, and one pokes its head out. And it lets out a, and then you suddenly hear the echo of every goddamn thing, and must have one in the tree, as they all get excited, and then it dives down towards you guys.
Okay, flashlight with the shotgun. In.
Take a shot.
We'll take a shot. Shot, 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 shot.
Oh, well, LMFAO, why did you break up?
Let my 10 screen up loudly. Alright, so that's 7, 8.
Yeah, you blow it away. Okay. It starts landing towards you and just wait for the perfect moment, or you blow it up and it does like a backflip and lands on it's gone. And
good job.
That's when about you see a couple more of them start popping around trees and stuff like that.
Done it!
And,
faster is better!
Done it!
Faster is better!
Okay, so you just like take off like a bat out of hiney. Mm-hmm. A couple of them start chasing after you guys.
Faster
just quickly. Angela, make a drive check to see how well they can catch up.
See, I need 5.
Being an asshole.
Yay.
2.
Alright,
Ooh, declaration of intent. I buckle up. Right, kids? When you're in a high-speed chase in a temporal entity.
In a convertible.
In a convertible.
When you're a spy.
Okay.
I want to give you one of my points for referencing one of my favorite shows.
I try. Right. Part of the plan. It's taking off. Can't change things.
Damn it. Fuck you. I gave you it.
For a second, I felt luckier, but I guess that was nothing. Oh, monster. Yeah.
It's chasing after you guys, and one jumps up and it lands right on the back.
Technically, you can spend your style points on his behalf if you want. You can't give it to him.
You can't give it to him, but if you want to say, if you're in the same room, you can. Okay. But it lands on top and the back, and it's going to take a slice.
Okay. I'd like to shoot it.
Who's in the back?
I am. Mm-hmm. I'd like to shoot it in the feasticles.
3.
Do I not get a response because I am not active?
How does he get to defend?
Yeah, he gets to roll his defense.
Yeah, roll your defense.
That's really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. All right. 3.
Oh, you defend. Defender wins. Mm-hmm. So you kind of dodge back as it slices through your tie.
You motherfucker!
All right, go ahead, take a shot.
All right.
Don't let his hands touch you enough for the obvious reason.
Derp. Brain won't
brain attack with pure penis.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, 6.
Oh, hold on a second. 7.
All right, you... Bam, 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 bam. It flops back, going convulsive. As doesn't even... you actually notice the thing as... Several of them run past it to try to get through it. You see two of them hang back, and they start stabbing into the thing.
Uh-huh. Really? Until into
starts,
them?
Yeah, until it starts dissolving. The other ones are going to take Angela and make another drive test. You need to be 4.
Excuse me? Mm-hmm. Don't forget to track your bullet tasers.
I am tracking my bullets, and I'm getting low. Well, not kind of. I need to shoot more. Things.
4.
But you speed along... you see them in your rear view mirror as they go. Suddenly, as one is going to jump out from the side and try to slam into the side of the car.
Boom.
It does. Boom. Slams into the side of the car, taking out your mirror.
Yeah!
And your flashlight. Can
my flashlight at least act a little bit as, like, almost like a light grenade as it falls and it bounces around and it's, like, flashing things.
Yeah, it lands on top of the thing and freaks out because it hits them right in the face.
Thank
and it
you.
Rolls away. And the thing's like spinning around and you see several of them and you guys do. You keep on driving. They're like kind of trying to dodge it and then several of them start like clawing into it.
I'll spend a style point with Angela if you'll accept it, 2 style points to say that it falls into the back seat and I'll have to spend my turn next turn trying to dig it out from the back seat. The light.
I will give you it. Is if the light falls in the back seat along with the monster.
I'll do it for 1 style point then, because then I'll be toe-to-toe with another monster.
Nope, it's...
That doesn't sound faithful. That doesn't sound...
It does sound faithful because you guys know you have 3 flashlights that actually damage these things. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you opportunity
you
to save
what?
One.
You know what? I jumped on... Yeah, fuck it. I love this shit.
All right.
Are you cool with that?
All right.
I'm gonna fight a monster.
Yeah, okay.
Billy, give me style points.
Here's what happens. Start acting. You have to be a... I'll give you 1. Everybody gets 1.
Thank you.
I'm giving hit.
Love how you insist on throwing shit to your easily startled wife.
It's a banana. We're not having this conversation. Anyways, it was a Frasier joke when she threw a banana. He's like, "You threw a banana at me," and she's like, "How hard is it to catch a banana?" He's like, "We're not having this conversation."
Oh, Frasier.
Anyways, okay, yeah, absolutely. That thing slams into you, but you kind of elbow it, and it flails back, and it slams your mare, and the thing the mare flies up.
Someone catch that!
And it lands in the back.
Catch one!
The flashlight lands, and the monster falls on its back, so it's like pinning you, but it's on its back is against you, and it's like trying to flail back, trying to get to you, and you feel the glossy, slimy grossness against your cheek.
They emit a slime when afraid!
How do you know that? Oh, shit!
Jesus, ones, you look back and see the things right on top of them trying to slice at the air as it's trying to get its balance. Another one lands right on top of the car. Angela, make another drive check. You need a 4.
4.
I shoot it.
Okay. You can take a shot at it.
All right.
Angela, you hit a root.
Yeah.
And you feel you definitely damaged the tire. And you hit
4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Damn.
You gangster.
Bam! It flies back against a tree, trying to dust like Buffy.
Triple lux back flip. That's a 6, a 6, a 4 from the Russian.
Okay, Angela, you're almost done. We need 1 more roll. You need a -1 from your drive check because you're damaged.
Except I'm going to spend that to give me a bonus dice.
To 2?
So that's 2 to your roll.
Yeah, it adds 2 to your roll.
No, it doesn't.
I said it does.
Okay.
If you spend 1 before you roll, you get 2. If you spend it after, you only get 1.
You can
So it's 2 successes automatically? It's not 2 extra dice?
No, it's 2 extra dice.
Okay. So, if I've got 4... Alright. God damn it. 3.
Alright. Well, the tire is gone. You definitely... This is too much damage to the tire. And you feel it, it's getting to the point where it's like, you've gotten through the park. But it might be better to hoof it on foot now, when you hit the farmland. The car is just, you're not being able to control it really well. Mm-hmm. But you've made it past the park. You have a friend.
Yes.
Hi.
Never be friends. Now told me about you.
All right, Declaration of Intent. I'm going to take... flashlight in my left hand, slam it into his chest, light down, and I'm gonna stick my gun into his back and plug him like
fucking yeah!
47.
Okay, 47, that bitch. Right. So, flashlight here, gun right here?
Yep.
Okay.
As in not to shoot through my hands, but like...
It could damage the flashlight.
Yeah, I'm just gonna raise it up a little, I guess. Oh, fuck it, I'll put it in his mouth and I'll plug him once in the head.
Alright, cool.
Okay. Click! Or I could get three.
Three damage. Let's see.
I keep forgetting to add the.
Four. It hurts. It hurts, but it's still alive.
Okay.
Can I shoot it?
Sure, you can.
All right then.
It is on top of me. Bullets go through things into other things.
2, 3, 5. So 6. Sorry.
Yeah, you shoot it and it explodes in a gunky mess.
Oh, new suit! New arse in my mouth!
I assure that was completely intentional.
Okay, so, you guys suddenly feel like the car slowed down, and there's right in front of like a... It looks like a chain-link fence, but it's really crappy. It's easy to climb over. And there's the farmland in the distance through the quote-unquote lightning in the sky. You do see the outline of like the... What's it called?
Water tower.
Mm-hmm. And... yeah, you hear the squeal as those things are going to be chasing after you now.
Great.
They're catching up.
You still got
to run it.
Okay. Okay. So athletics plus running.
I toss Mike his flashlight.
Okay. Cool.
So athletics plus what?
You need is it dexterity? Yeah.
For I running. Move 6 as well. Does that help?
Oh, wait, do we want to do movement? Is that how you do it when you're doing a run check?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I think movement just covers how much you can move in one round.
Oh, okay. So this is just... Oh, I think that... No, that's right, because I was reading about that. So do a dex plus athletics to start running. Booking
okay. Okay. Dex plus athletics.
All right, so that means I'm just rolling.
And I'm going to use one of my fate points because I don't want to die horribly. So I'll just take... Actually, did I miss on that? Oh, that's a 3. 2, 3. Borrow this.
Nope, fail.
2.
Yeah, 2.
Alright. You guys are taking off, and you're running. You know, you're climbing. You guys easily climb over the gate, and Angela, you're climbing up, and as you guys book it, you suddenly, Angela, you move forward, and your, like, pant leg gets caught into the thing, and you crash down against
God
the gate.
God damn it, flares. Whoever thought this was a style choice. Women are stupid.
Yes. Yeah, you hear crashing and you see that her foot's caught.
Fuck.
She's gonna need a round to get it out.
Alright, I'm gonna take aim and shoot the first thing that comes after her.
Yeah, well you have several things coming towards her, so if you guys can do 7 points of damage between the both of you, you guys can slow these down and this won't really matter.
Okay.
Alright.
I'm down.
So you guys take out your gun, you're just gonna be firing. Yeah. This will waste pistols.
I'll tell you what. How about this? Just keep the math simple. For every success, that's a bullet that we used.
Yeah, every success is a... Well, yeah.
Because he does so much more damage with the slug than I do.
Okay. All right, so every success... Oh, man, this is going to suck.
Come on, that's awesome, though. Like, the
I know it's awesome, but god damn it.
We're like, spinning around with our lights in different positions. It's like...
2, 3, 4.
Okay. You need 7 more. I mean, you need 3 more.
Three more. Don't fail on me, man. Six. Don't fail on me.
Oh wait, that's right. Because of the gun.
Alright, so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, you guys. They're crumbling left and right. You notice the more that you take them out, more will advance, but others will stay back and start clawing at the other one, and it slowly turns to like fades away. Mm-hmm. And it seems definitely what they want. That's how they consume. Mm-hmm. And you finally are able to feed your leg, and you guys can take off running again.
So as we're running, I'm slowly just putting back slugs into my 4 left. God damn it.
Reloading.
Yeah, you guys are running through just plowed fields of grass. No, it's not plowed fields. You're going through, like, corn husks and just pushing it to the sides.
April wouldn't have
corn. Yeah, I just realized, April. Knee high.
Okay.
Nope. You want to be knee-high by the 4th of July, so...
Fuck you! It's June. So you guys are... fuck you. You guys are running through cornfields. Because that's what I want.
Because it would be children playing.
Yeah. You guys are running as quickly. Do one more athletics check to see.
You guys know an awful lot about corn for New Yorkers. Is
yeah, we come from the Midwest.
Remember he had a horse when he was growing up?
This might be my last recording here at
And I had a goat that got eaten by our dogs.
And I got a dog that was eaten by an eagle.
How'd you know?
Man eagle.
God damn it.
Two.
What are we doing? I'm sorry. Athletics?
Yep. Athletics roll.
Three.
Okay.
Nope, I'm down again.
Okay, can I use a style point to just grab her arm since I see her faltering back?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Right.
His arm.
His arm.
His arm. Yes. Okay, I'm going to have time to be polite. We're running for our lives. I'm sorry.
This is not because of your gender. It's because you don't go to the gym enough.
Yeah, you guys get to the hill leading up towards the water tower, right. And you do see a light on top of the water tile. It's like someone's there.
Okay.
And, Dickinson, I came here to help you. No, okay, so you get to the, you slam against the ladder, it clanks, but and you hear the sound of corn being ripped apart as ships chasing you.
Up! I'm heading back with the shotgun.
Okay, cool, okay. Who's the first?
Her.
Okay, right, cool. So you don't need to roll. Okay. You go and see how quickly, depending on how quickly, if you can get three successes, he doesn't need to fight. It's basically how quickly you can climb.
Okay. So this is athletics as well?
Yeah.
Three!
You're like a monkey spider. You're like, infinity and beyond! And that you quickly are able... You do pump a few rounds into the corn.
How many?
I'll take two. Just to keep them at bay. All right. And then you're up and ready to go.
Alright.
And you guys start climbing, and... You look down as the things are, you know, they leap against the side of the water tower legs and start climbing up after you. But suddenly there's a flare. Someone fires off a flare. There's a burst of light overhead. And that gets them. They drop from this water tower and run like hell.
Flare gun. That's a great idea that I'm going to remember next time.
You guys climb to the very top. And doesn't take you long to someone rounds the corner with a lantern.
Okay.
And they have a flare gun that's already spent.
Okay, raise my gun.
Walter Dillinger?
Well, welcome to the 1950s. It's a swinging time.
That explains the Russian. All right. We're from the NSA. We need to talk to you right now.
Okay. We got about... 12 minutes before them decides to come back. Go quickly. I got work to do.
He starts he climbs up the base to the actual... you're now on the catwalk base trying to get to the very top. I got work to do. Go quickly.
What is the nature of your work, sir?
Temporal.
Why? Sorry. Different voice. Why?
Very simple.
Damn it, I've lost it.
Yeah. Very simple. Imagine...
Imagine
what you can do if you can go back in time. With that knowledge of what crumbled, what fell. You can fix all the problems, you can fix all the worries, you can bring back technology to enhance something that you love so dear.
Walter, you pissed off a lot of people doing this, and taking an entire town off of U.S. soil is not really smiled upon.
Not my fault. It was only supposed to be me. Someone messed with the phone line. I brought too much power. Someone broke in and messed with it.
Someone messed with your phone line, and that's all it took to cause a temporal displacement issue?
He shakes his head. No. Someone messed with the wiring of the... I took out, for energy, I used cables. I used the telephone.
Cables? As in for TV?
I used all wires. I diverted all town's energy into an electricity source.
Are you telling me that someone wanted to steal cable from you and use that?
Not from me. They messed with the... I put devices... He looks around annoyed. I put devices that converted... Let me talk to idiots.
You say that again... And 1959 will be the day that you died before you were born.
Really? How are you going to escape from this then? See, I see what you're doing. You're trying to con me. Delightful. That's very exciting. But let me explain things to you. I can get us back. If you shoot me, you will not figure it out.
I didn't say that I'd kill you quickly. If this is going to be the last thing that I do, torturing a Russian seems like a fantastic way to go. Now, I need to know what those things are out there. And then you're going to help get us out of here. And I'll tell you what. Make you a deal. You can leave the rest of the townspeople here and take as many notes as you want. Temporal displacement over a long period of time. That'll help you in your research, assuming that we pull you out of whatever godforsaken hole the U.S. government puts you in. Oh, that's right. We can decide whether or not you go there too, if and when you get back. Do you want to make a deal or not?
This is what I'll explain. First, I'll have to explain how it worked. I needed a vast energy source, so I had to convert the wiring of the town completely into a new grid. That is what I did. However, some yokel must have messed with it in order to get free cable.
Terrence.
Felix the drunk.
Terrence, you kind of go back to when someone was talking about the barbecue that someone had, and they had a legal cable.
Misto's being like, Felix.
No, Terrence.
Right, someone must have messed with it. It was just a test run. I wasn't even ready to go back. I didn't have any gear with me. Now, here is what we got to realize something. Those creatures, the universe is perfect. It has every contingency planned.
Even meanwhile outside.
It is how we perceive it. To the universe, those creatures are just mathematics. To us, how we perceive it as monsters. What they are doing is they break apart the background. They imagine this place as a movie set. We have already gone past the scene. So they are here to break everything apart. Take the energy and put them into them. It is how they survive, I suppose. I do not know. Truth be told, I did not expect this to be. I expected livelihood. People around, gathering, 1950s. This is not how time travel is supposed to be, according to my calculations. Those things break down what is left by us to feed themselves. And we are a very delightful source of kinetic energy with us running around, yes?
Yeah.
That is the universe. They are the universe's...
janitors?
Absolutely. Now, to escape back to our land, that is impossible. Our time is completely off. We are gone. Completely. From that time period. We cannot go back, because once you guys left, the energy that made you, the matter, is left behind. Think about it. The universe has matter. Mass, energy. No energy can be destroyed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It just gets repurposed. That is why time travel is impossible. Because if you take energy from 2012 and put it back to 1955, the universe suddenly has more energy that it possibly needs.
So you're saying that it switched us with something?
Absolutely. The problem is, we cannot go back. Because we cannot go back because that energy is already there. However, I had a colleague working some time ago on making a chamber that got rid of energy in order to make room.
Oh, hold on. Now, the Jenkins file? Yeah, I was part of that op. You're crazy.
That is the only way I can see us going back. We need a place and time. And the Jenkins file to you, you know, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago. The Jenkins files. The only way to get back is going back to a time that can actually hold enough, that actually has room for our matter.
Jenkins disappeared, leaving only his left hand. You propose that we try to jostle whatever took him out of its queue? And then appear in the box instead?
You understand the plan. Delightful.
Why don't we just try to retrade whatever was put in our place in 2012?
This is... What?
Let's just do the switch again.
No, here's... Your... Think of right now, your bodies. Your body is the energy. Your consciousness is not the energy. Your body is all the energy.
That's confusing for you, Mike, but keep up.
The body is the energy. Your body is gone. This emits a radioactive biomatter. It's been eaten away. Your energy has been replaced in that. Your consciousness is back here, where it doesn't give a shit about the energy and mass, because this is just a clip art. This is just an echo, whatever the hell you want to call it. We need to go back to a time where there is room for us.
And that is 2010.
Correct.
What happens to the us of 2010?
Who wants the myth or double?
But
no one.
Quick question.
Ever.
Quick question. Every moment, gun down. Every moment except for the present is being eaten by these things, right? So wouldn't it technically be by 2010 also be being eaten, since we're from 2012?
He just broke her comrade's mind.
This is the third time he has done this. He is good. Don't get fooled by the guns and muscles. He studies.
Boss.
Oh no!
Bossing, right.
Hurry.
Okay, this is Billy, I'm back.
from puking and crying in the bathroom.
Jesus threw me.
No,
oh my
he threw me and I couldn't think of how to fix it. I fix it. Okay. So you bring that up. Right. And
Ink monster. Okay, so
you realize something, that it almost was like he kind of just groans as you kind of, you're smarter than he assumed.
Alright.
You get how time works here. These two yokels were falling for it. But you get it.
I've got puny woman brain.
He was trying to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Give you, like, something. He was lying about something. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you catch him, he just, like, fine, okay. You're right. If we go back to 2010, these things are just going to eat there, too. Son of a bitch.
This is GM or the
Russian?
Yeah. A little bit of combi.
What my colleague did in 2010 is he created a room. A compressed matter and energy to allow for more energy to be put in the... Instead of getting rid of energy, it just kind of compacted some. Allowing for more room to exist. What would happen is, wherever that device is right now, perhaps my friend still has it, or perhaps you do. You seem to know more about the Jenkins file. We would appear in the chamber there. You know what happened in the chamber. It's in the vault.
It's in the vault. Yeah, I look around at everybody like,
Yes, I fixed it. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So we would appear wherever the chamber is now. Whoever has it now.
Let's do that.
Can I have a talk with you guys for a second? Just to... You know what? I just listened to the headset. You know what? Talking time's over. Let's do this. Crazy Russian, I'm all in.
Okay.
And I say, Crazy Russian, I'm all in. We're all well loaded. We're inside of a chamber right now. I say in Russian, if you fucking screw us on this, I swear to God, I cut out your tongue, I shove it up your ass, and I nail you back to your
mother.
That's insensitive,
sir. That's insensitive. No.
His mother was a saint.
No. I will thank you.
Okay. this is what happens. I fixed what the yokels have done. Mm-hmm. We replaced everything.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to the original
future
epicenter.
Oh! The bookstore.
Just the four of us are gone.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Wait a second. We're gonna leave the townspeople to die?
The townspeople? The townspeople are already dead. They were gonna kill us with their guns that they didn't want to give us at first.
It's already established protocol that people generally don't come back from temporal activity, so...
Also,
Not that I bring up, the more people that we're trying to cram into the universe, the more likely it is that the universe will collapse in on itself.
Yeah, I don't like that, so let's go.
Bringing more than just me is a big risk.
Hey, if you want to be crammed into a small room full of 30 other people while we travel through time, that is your call. That's what I thought.
God, I hate you so much.
Gold star, buddy. Let's go.
What?
Do we have a car?
Yeah, of course I got a car. He brought a car. It's a pickup truck.
Yes!
He climbs down, starts climbing down. Oh, he activates something on top of the water tower. It seems like a big bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly a light emits from it and it starts pulsating. We got about 20 minutes. Let's go. Tok, tok.
All right.
Okay. He starts climbing down. There's a pickup truck waiting for him.
Okay.
He gets in and you notice that he's never turned it off. And so he just climbs right in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Technically, two people could probably squeeze in the front. One person has to be in back, but whatever you guys want to do. The back clearly is a pickup truck, so you'd be...
I'm going to, quote-unquote, drop my bag as we're running to the truck, and I'm going to say, I'm going to turn around and go back for it.
Okay.
I'm going to give some space between me and them. Mm. I'm going to press my wrists as I duck down and say, the second we get into the vault, he needs to die.
Done.
Alright.
What?
Right. Grab it and keep running.
All right,
that is the best fucking Fate style point I've ever spent. Nanobite communicators? That's gonna happen in every game now.
Alright, so you guys, what's the driving arrangements? He's in front.
Yeah.
Alright.
I have a shotgun, I'll be in back.
So a lock.
Okay.
Alright, I will be in the cabin with him.
Oh, cool. So he starts it up, you hear a... He just fires another flare into the air, and it explodes, and it seems to freak him out. And
it's an eagle.
And you guys start driving. He's in the cab.
Could I have a style point for leaving all of the nice people to die?
Yeah.
Because I'm callous?
Yeah, you can.
And
can I have a style point because my motivation is escape and I'm willing to sacrifice a bunch of people in order to escape from here?
I'll buy it. And what about yours?
Can I have a style point because I forgot to put it in motivation, but I made one up right now?
No. Because you decided to succumb to your phobia over helping 30 innocent
people. Right. That's true.
Bam!
Done.
You need a motivation. Remember that.
All right. I'll figure one out.
My motivation in this scene? Run away from the monsters?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah, he's driving, and you two are not hearing this, but he's like, you do realize the more people that we bring across, the more likely it is that the universe...
Yes, that has been explained.
Two is easier to fit than four.
Yes, and?
You and me?
I can hear you right now. Yeah.
You and me?
Why would I trust you?
You need me in order to get across. You need to know exactly... I need to finish building whatever is I started building there and left.
What did you start building there?
Once I realized what happened, I started building something. I hid it in the back, in the attic.
Well, we need them for firepower.
Just when the time comes, take two shots. And he just keeps on driving.
Meanwhile, in the back...
Man, I'm thing, so glad we sugar. Can trust Mike.
Mike is so trustworthy, even as a woman.
Do you want me to roll con? Because I actually have no intention of going alone with this guy.
Sure, absolutely.
So just so everyone knows, I'm not actually planning on dicking everyone over. What do I need?
What if you did? We don't understand.
Con plus...
Question?
What difficulty do I need to hit?
I've rolled already. I already rolled this.
Okay.
Question? Are you pressing your wrist to communicate what's going on in the cabin
while this? Does the communicator do their sound?
I could hear your sound.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to hear what he said.
But then I could throw in a fate point as I guide you through a very convincing lie. So I'd be like, okay, look at the steering wheel. Now look at him. Take a deep breath. Look to the right. Okay, now I need you to say the following words.
Yeah, sure, if you want to say it.
Yep.
Do I have to chip in mine, too, for this to work?
I'll take this for you. I'll give you...
So that gives me my +2, because it's not teamwork.
I'll give you +3, since you both paid for it.
Okay.
My motivation is revenge for the people who took away those beautiful 10 years.
Yeah. 3. Four.
All right, 4. Okay.
Okay.
He kind of nods his head, and, well, what do you say to him? You just said, you didn't really go along. Well, what do you say?
Well, because that's, I wasn't intending to, like, do a flat-out lie. It was just a, I don't even remember what I fucking said at this point.
I think you said, like, when the time comes. Like, okay, understood when the time comes. And then he was just like, yeah, just two bullets or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to tell, I mean, like, you guys paid to tell him a lie if you want, mm-hmm. I mean.
No.
I mean, my character would just be advising, like, keep it short and sweet. Look like you're pained, but this is the righteous decision. Mm-hmm. Can you say something? Sure.
Two shots is a reasonable price to pay for the continued existence of the planet.
Of the universe.
The universe.
All right, so you guys are driving, bouncing along.
Let's do this.
If I have a show, he crashes and we all die in a fiery inferno?
He actually turns on the radio really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire time as you're running, it's just continuous, like, music of 1950s. He looks at you, giving that look, and he's like, when they're close, there's a disturbance, temporary exterminant. You hear, light travels fastest. Sound travels quickly. Solid things don't travel so much. Sometimes when they're close, a temporal...
It affects the music that happened in the,
You hear a later echo.
Hmm.
Because it's traveling quicker. That is how you know they're near. And he's just driving, and honestly, I made 9 successes on a drive check.
Holy shit. So the tires flip out and turn into jet engines.
Where are we going? We don't need roads. Where are we going? Roads need you.
Oh, man.
You guys get... you get to the diner. Mm-hmm. And he quickly moves to the front. And he's like, oh, no. This is bad.
What?
And he points to the side. You see where Main Street had once turned off into another road. It is completely gone. What looks, it just means black.
Oh, like oblivion black?
Black. He's like,
okay.
They're almost done chewing. Delightful. Let's go. He sees that look of like, he's like, what did you think I chose 1959? It is the farthest I could mathematically get us.
Hmm.
The others, I never realized why I couldn't get farther.
The more you know. Let's keep moving.
Yeah. You guys quickly go up the stairs, go into the attic, push shit to the side, mm-hmm. and he opens up a box, and there you see, kind of like the copper you saw,
mm-hmm.
like the copper rod. Mm-hmm. This one definitely looks like he's been like salvaging shit and making it. Like there's like a old barber a pole,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, and he starts going around and ripping and pulling out cords that he's like this, and starts wrapping it around it, and he's like, okay. He sets it down, goes over, and he starts tapping on a computer that, once again, looks like he's just built, like a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, okay, this is going to be some crazy shit.
That didn't seem very crazy.
Something is draining the power from the energy of the city.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. I don't know what's draining the power. What is out there draining the power?
Giant spotlights.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Well, time to cut some cords. Alright, digs into his duffel bag and takes out some, like, I don't know, like, the hatchet. Takes out the hatchet. Like, right, where are the power cords?
Back probably by the movie theater.
Go all the way back to the movie theater.
Did you say Main Street was being eaten up?
So. It's being eaten up, yeah. You need to hurry.
If we just wait until they're eaten.
Maybe.
Not a,
if we don't know how close they are to where
do say, like, what if they just eaten? He's like, yes, what if they get eaten? And there's not enough energy left for us to siphon from. You'll need to get rid of that drain right now.
Hell.
All right, then. Okay, Andrew and me. Let's go take care of that power. Mike, stay here.
Make sure our friend doesn't take off without us.
Of course. No hard feelings, buddy. protocol, you understand.
Yes, I understand.
Alright. Let's go.
As a liar like you, that's pretty much what that means. In your eyes.
Yeah, I have a phenomenal catch you in a bullshit lie. Yeah. So, like, okay.
He tosses you the keys.
Alright. Cool. Hop in the truck.
Yeah, you guys take off. You just drive it quickly as quickly as you can, and you get to the movie theaters in relatively quick time.
So how do we handle this? You're the psychopath.
We move the bus. A sly smile on my face. That was my first idea. I'm good at this.
I still have 8 more to go through. Do you want to hear them?
It's significantly less humane. One involves puppies.
Okay, so you pull up.
Alright, so pull up, and I'm going to... is there anybody inside the bus guarded?
Not really, because they probably...
They trust you.
There's no one really guarding. You probably see someone on the roof. You hear movements. Like, hey, someone's on the roof out there. But yeah, on the roof of the movie theaters. But mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No one's in the bus.
Okay. You see if the bus has any gas. I'm going to.
Remember, the things don't approach the movie theater because the bright light. Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Forgot, it's because of the bright light, not because of the actual bus trap.
But the bus trap probably helps.
You move the bus, you work on moving the bus, I'm going to work on taking out the lights. All it's right. entirely possible I might die doing this.
We'll get it going.
Hey, no time like the present. Get it? Go into the bus.
You guys go into the bus. Yeah. As you're exiting, you stay behind the bus, and sure enough, it seems like... It actually is still on. All these cars are probably still on because just in case they want to drive away. Because mm-hmm. they probably learned that when you turn off a car, it's not turning back on again. Mm-hmm. Barely a fraction of, like, probably on fumes, but it could still be moved.
How soon until I start moving it? Because as soon as I start moving it, they're going to know something.
Yeah, you already see, like, some people already pushing the light out of the way, and you see the sheriff, like...
I say into my skin, no, it makes total sense considering that there's about to have a scouting team to secure the place where we're going to save them.
Alright, so...
I wear my lack of tears like a badge of honor.
The sheriff walks up towards you, and one guy's on the light, you know, he's behind the light ready to start shining on anything, and he's like, so, did you get her done?
Yeah. Oh boy, did we ever. Look, Sheriff, I've got some great news. I think I found a way to get us out of here. But unfortunately, because of the, well, very secretive nature of how we need to get out of here, just like how we got here, I'm going to need... you to put together about 5 or 6 of your bravest people, because we need to secure the area, but I don't want any women or children just running hurly-durly out of here. In fact, I'd feel a lot better if you could come along yourself. It's going to need to be fast, it's going to need to be quiet, but I'm going to be with you the whole way.
Con. You set up a bit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was too many.
Eight. Oh. Another white. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Kind of gives you the stink eye, and then he's like, alright, Barry! Yeah! Stay with the women in charge, keep that light in front! And he gets like 4 or 5 of these guys.
Okay, great. I need you guys to hold up right here. I'm going to show him the empty clip. Add a bullet, so I'll be right back, okay? Alright, now when I say go, we're going to need to... You know what? I'm going to take out a piece of paper and draw a rough diagram. I'm going to need you guys to go to this point. You might meet some resistance, but I need you to go fast.
Well, I need your flashlight, then.
Flashlight?
We need a light.
Hmm.
You're sending him a position in town, or what?
I'm sending him a position away. Like, down the street, so...
They need a light. They're not going to leave. Like, if it's close by, then they'll stay because it's a giant light, but they want a flashlight.
We both have one.
You know what? Hand him the flashlight. good to go.
Okay.
Drive a hard bargain there, Sheriff. Protect your men.
All right.
God bless.
Well, so, all right. So what were they looking for? What
were they looking for? I'm basically giving them, we're going to zig when we get to Main Street. They're going to zag, and they're going to run like hell.
To where?
Away. I don't know. I don't have an actual map, so... somewhere away from where we
are. Oh, no, this is what I'm just asking. Like,
they are the cow, is what I'm saying. They are the bright, shiny cow.
So why do we have these bells around our necks?
I guess what I'm just wondering for them is, like, could you say that, like, you convince the guy that you're not going to, like, betray them.
Mm-hmm.
You need to convince, say something like, why are we doing this? It's not like...
I told them, because we're securing an area that I think we might be able to extract everybody from. But I can't tell them about why I need that area, because it's secret government stuff.
Okay, you did get a pretty good lie check, so you did say that. Okay, I was just wondering.
No problem.
So yeah, they actually get into a truck, mm-hmm. their own truck that they've pulled in, and they all hop into it, and they're ready to go whenever you are.
Okay, great. Shit, you know what? Bathroom. Haven't used a bathroom since 2012, right? Okay, be right back, and I'm going to go into the theater and be like, everything's fine. No problem. Your sheriff is a very brave man. Very dumb, but brave. And I'm going to try to see where the wires for the spotlights go.
No, it's pretty it's evident. There's, like, giant cord leading out the door, then there's another cord leading it up to the one that gets the corner.
Okay. Does it go inside the... Does it go inside the theater proper anywhere?
Well, there's two lights. So, I mean, there's mm-hmm. one outside that goes into the theater, but there's a light inside the main lobby. So
I'm just going to have to make the whole place dark, then. I'm going to be like, where's the bathroom? You know what? I'm going to find it. Don't worry about me. And I'm just going to go searching around for the light box. Probably in the basement.
They're using generators. Remember I said there was a run of generators.
No, that's perfect. I'm going to go into the concession stand.
Right.
You know blah, 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 just mumbling about, like, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten since 2012. I mean, how many years is that? It's like 50. I haven't eaten for 50 years. Have I gained weight somehow? It's really weird. Ah, jujubes, it's great. Oh my god, yes. Confectioner's sugar. Perfect. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the confectioner's sugar that you would put on, like, fried or whatever the fuck they have, and I'm going to put it into the generator. Sugar in a gas tank.
You need to stealth that?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are watching you. Yeah.
I guess I'll do something like... See, David, unfortunately, has no concept of how a fucking generator works.
I will point this out if someone wants to pay me a style point.
You're already better than that, psychopath.
All right.
Turning off the power is an option.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they have extra bulbs?
No.
So, if you don't think you can take out the power, it's an option. Just another one of those options.
One will take time, the other one, they'll know immediately what you're doing.
That really won't matter. Oh no, another bunch of corpses haunting my dreams.
You should still allow what you're saying.
Though. Yeah!
God damn it, man! Don't make this harder.
Alright. Trying to think of something clever. It's hard though because I'm not MacGyver. Yeah, fuck it.
Do you really want to go the real psychopath route?
What you mean, like Hitman? When I decided whole mission's a wash,
Not that bad. Not much murdering, except you know what the creatures do. There's kids there. Convince one of the kids you're on a special mission and need his help.
Shh. Oh, I guess you can't be talking through your wrist. So, yeah.
I wouldn't say that because that'd be a horrible thing to do. But, you know, this is out of character, we say. Metagaming.
No. My character doesn't have the patience for that kind of, kind of Machiavelli-like bullshit. He would just, like, look at the kids and be like, it would flash through his heads with him bending down, like, hey there, big guy. Do you want to go on a secret mission for Uncle Sam? Here's some rubbing alcohol, and then flashes back to him, like, mm-mm. Looks over at the power generator and imagines himself, like, putting sugar in the gas tank and then standing up to, like, fuck, and cuts back to him, like, and then, like, the third one is him just walking away and taking out the two lights, and then, bing, light goes over his head, and then it goes off. Yeah. I'm just going to walk out.
That's good, because if he actually did the kid thing, I would shoot you. My character would literally shoot you.
Bless you. Bless you.
I'm just saying.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so, weak. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm just going to walk out, and I go to the sheriff. I'm like, okay, my guy is going to...
Have you shot anything yet? Nope. Okay, okay, I was going to say, like, okay, let's talk. It's like, they're killing me!
Yeah, no. So I say, my guy is going to move the bus. I'm going to be in the back seat. We need to jet the second I hit. When I hit the top of the cab, you need to go for it. Ready, Sheriff?
Okay. I'm just going to draw you a diagram of all these, so you know what you're getting into.
Now that I've already pretty much enacted the plan, now you're going to draw all the things.
Yeah.
No soul.
Huh?
No soul for your character. I mean, you're playing it wonderfully, but my character hates you.
Yeah, but I gave my flashlight away. We all know the end game for this character.
One way or another.
Okay.
I'm gonna get you, one way. Why do we sing every game?
Car.
Yep.
Carb gate.
Okay, car.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
This is inside is the theater, and here's a light right here.
Give me a rifle.
I don't have a rifle. You have the rifle.
No, you took the rifle.
No, I never took the rifle.
Oh, I guess I took the rifle. I remember one of us took the rifle.
No, you had the rifle.
One person had the rifle, because I believe only one person wanted the... I said we can either have two of the low power or the one high power, and Angela has the rifle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then...
Through my wrist calmly. Next time, can you remind me that you have a rifle? This is kind of a... it's not a deal break. I'm just saying this is going to come up in your review. All right. Yeah, there is...
That is different. You could... You don't have to leave out the front door. It's a theater. I mean, you'd be exposed quite a bit to, like, darkness, but if you think you can make it back to the... You can loop around from the back. I mean, one takes out the light in front, one takes out the light in back, in the inside.
Remember, so playing Devil's Advocate, you don't have a flashlight anymore.
Yeah. I don't have a flashlight, and I know that my accomplice won't be my accomplice for this. He's only... Knowing his profile, he will not go this much any further.
Or he could just take them all.
Wait a second, how is this... If they're using a generator, how is this taking power away from the city?
It just is.
Okay. You have learned, GM son.
You have learned.
They have some...
They're just watching movies over and over.
Yeah, they are using... Okay, here it is. They have a... Fine, you're right, you're right. They have a, but they also have some backup generators. So that's a problem. How about this? Mm-hmm. They have it hooked up to the main grid.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you do just leave it, the main grid there, and they use the backup generator, to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have generators.
Okay. So if they just go straight to the generators, it won't affect us.
You're right. Yep.
Okay. So they have generators, they're just not using them.
They have it on, like, smaller, like, lights, but yeah.
That. I'd have to be 50 feet away. Assuming I can make the shot, then I'd be pretty much exposed to all of the bullets. I don't have a rifle.
Can I chime in with a thought?
Yeah.
Where's the circuit breaker?
See, that's what I was thinking originally. But then somebody told me they were using generators.
Nope, you're right. I fucked up.
I'm sorry, dude. It's alright, seriously. I played enough Shadowrun to know that it's impossible to think of all of this shit as a storyteller.
So, put the sugar in the backup generators, take out the circuit breaker, and
exactly. Yeah, no, it's totally okay, because, like, basically, in situations like... reason I like these games, but also the issue is there's an antagonism between storyteller and player, because it is basically my job to find holes in your setup and then exploit them. Yeah. Unless they're glaringly obvious, like, the player should do this.
Here's the case. The only problem you're having with these people is that they're using the grid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a shit if they're using the generators.
Correct.
Since they're using the grid, that's what's draining it. You need to figure out a way to get them off the grid.
To get them from underneath the thumb of the man.
Freedom.
Are there power lines going above ground into the theater?
Yeah, there's power lines.
Okay. Alright, into my comm link. Or into my wrist. Skin. Okay, Andrew.
What?
New plan. Well, I need you to be waiting in our car. Sheriff and his people are going to jet out. Sheriff and his people are going to jet out. I need you to be waiting in our car. I need you to swing around back. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to plug a couple of holes into the transformers. There are two sets. But I'm going to be exposed because I had to give the sheriff my flashlight. So I need you to pick me up when everything's going crazy. Good news, though. They have generators. Their lights will be fine. They're going to go without it for like 15 seconds before they set it up. This way the sheriff doesn't shoot anybody in the face. Ideally, you or I. But then they'll be able to have lights, I guess. Like Christmas. It'll be fantastic. Everybody will be happy. They'll be off the grid. We'll get out of here.
Fine.
Great. Okay. I'm glad you're with me on this. Okay.
Planning this shit.
But I told the sheriff that I'd go with him. Fuck. I'm gonna do this. Would you mind putting some holes in a transformer for me?
No.
Okay. No, you wouldn't mind, or no, you won't.
I'm out of character. I'm just saying, your haze at his limit right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he cares that you're at your limit.
No, trust me. He's gonna care, because I can go, fuck it.
What are you good at?
Not a whole lot out of this.
No, but what are you good at?
Lying.
Okay. What's your goal here?
To get them off of the grid.
Okay. Get them off the grid.
Yeah.
How can you use your best talent in this situation?
I see that. I just kind of wanted the action-y. The action-y. Don't have to talk around people. Okay. But there is no other way.
Oh, there was plenty of other ways, but I just, like, you seem stuck.
But all of them involve me becoming Swiss cheese.
On the other hand, isn't your character not supposed to fear death?
To a degree, but not like, well, this is a halfway decent plan I'm willing to die for nothing.
There's a couple options you could cut. You could either, go out like a blaze of glory like you are, or you could just go out the back way and chance being able to escape the monsters as you circle around. There's a few things you could do.
I like that one more.
It gives you a little bit more action-y, but I'm just trying to give you...
No, I totally understand. No, I totally want more... less blah blah, more pew pew. I'm gonna go around the back. Good news is I've sequestered the sheriff and his five best men away from me, so I'm gonna be in the opposite side of the grounds, at least. I'm gonna go out the back. I'm going to quietly go up to the power lines, and I'm going to put four holes into each transformer.
Okay.
Taking out their power.
Take a stealth check. Try to get back there.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Alright. So. 4!
Okay. You sneak out through the back of a movie theater, into the alleyway, and up into onto the roof.
Okay.
Where you have the best shot towards the transformer. You see somebody is up there. They haven't noticed you yet.
I screw on my silencer. They won't. Yeah, fuck, this character's evil. I'm going to go up behind the person and just put my hand over their mouth and pull them away from the edge and then put two into their chest.
You can easily do that. These are whole bunks people.
Yep.
All right, cool, and there's the Transformers in front of you. Do you take them out?
Yep.
All right, you aim your gun, fire away. It takes more than just four shots, but originally they blow.
Alright, well, let's say I spent a whole nother clip. So I'm down to two clips now. And I'm ready for my blaze of glory. Alright.
Okay, there's a shower, and suddenly the lights go out.
I hold my wrist. Okay, now. I'll meet you around back.
Yeah, you run towards the ladder, towards where you were. Mm-hmm. And as you look down, because the fire escape is pretty close to the exit door, you see several of those things crawling into the exit door.
Oh, which I propped open.
Yeah.
That's weird. You know, somebody should really... Whoever would use that should have locked it. I'm just saying. The cat could have gotten out.
I figured you propped it open. Yeah. But that's okay. Yeah, that's or fine. That's it. Yeah, and they just and then you start hearing screams from the inside. You hear the you see the guys out near the front. They clearly respond by running mm-hmm. in towards the whatever you call it, mm-hmm. and you're on the roof. So where do you go?
I'm going to get the hell off of. You said that they run out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they're running into the
into the theater. Yeah. Oh, okay, to rescue the people. Great. I'm going to go down the fire escape. You can hear. Occasionally his wrist will bump against the metal or something, and you'll hear him singing Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys.
Be nice if we were older and we didn't can I take a willpower test? Too long.
Go ahead, if you want. I mean, if you want to do whatever you want, you can.
I my character may want to shoot him in the face.
If it's something that doesn't have a skill associated with it, you get to double your attributes.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, so you're circling around,
mm-hmm.
and you're you see the truck.
Everything's fine.
Yeah,
this is going fine.
You are looking in the mirror, and you suddenly see like a little kids running. You said you're in the truck.
Yeah, I was in the truck. Mm-hmm.
Or are you in the bus stop?
I was in our car to pick them up. Mm-hmm. I recall.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you saw what they were like. They removed a gate in order to climb out uh-huh. the drive out, but the gate's open still as. They rush back, and you see a little kid, much like the little child you had, little Davy, in your memory, just running out, long t-shirt, looking scared, and suddenly you just see a creature just dive bomb him. And in your head, you hear, Daddy! And you suddenly hear, Wouldn't it be nice? And you see him just walking calmly around the car gate towards the door, and you see him like you know, kind of sidestep as one of those things try to leap on you, just like put two things into its head.
And I'm just like reloading like calmly. As I get to the door, I like knock on it and open it up. I realize something about our Russian friend as I get inside. No, I'm fine. I look out the window.
Get out.
Like there's in the back. That's smart.
Get out.
Okay, fine. Trunk or back? No problem.
As soon as he gets out of the side door, I rush out through the car.
What are you doing?
I rush out. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to get the fuck out of
here. Right, grab my wrist. Where am I supposed to meet you?
Too many dead. Too many screams. Davy! And you would know from my profile, Davy was the imaginary kid I had.
Davy's not real.
Shut up. Can't.
Alright, look. I'm going to make it back myself then, but you need to know something. Our Russian friend? I don't think it's a coincidence that he... the vault... That's it.
Jesus Christ.
You, I don't know, do it.
No, I kind of want to, like, keep it, like, open-ended, so I imagine, like, as you drive off, like, the light slowly dims as your taillights go off into the distance and they're screaming, and so, as the only light from your taillights completely dissipates, there's just the shine from my eyes, and then two eyes directly behind me, it's like... Clever girl.
Okay, so you're driving off quickly. Okay.
Wait, did the sheriffs already leave?
No, they ran in to save.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, then. No,
they are so brave. God, they're okay. So brave.
Yeah.
Alright. Fuck you, dude. I'm driving off. I'm assuming you heard everything.
Sure.
Yeah,
I think it's a three-way thing. I don't think we can direct it. Talk to each other.
Alright. So you would have heard me just, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'm heading back. What do you do?
As you're driving, kind of leaning heavily against like the wheel because it's oh my god, shit's hit the fan and all that shit. You hear his wrist is pressed against and he's driving the wheel and right next to you you see Betty just saying, "You went along with the plan,
Betty."
No, what do you think would have happened? This place is being eaten alive.
We had no choice.
You had no choice.
I couldn't just be like the darkness.
You killed those people just as much as him.
No,
and then you killed him.
No, he did. No.
Really?
No.
She reaches out and touches your hand. I just want to know one thing. Why are you better off than... Why is he better off being left for dead and you aren't? She kind of she leans her head against your shoulder and kind of scoots back, and she's like, "This feels just like college." She reaches out, she turns on the radio, and it's just playing music.
We're monsters. Only monsters would think like this.
I'm going to.
No one deserves to get out of here alive.
Oh, shit! I go to. Well, that's lost.
So your deception became reality, apparently.
So you hear that. Right, so this is what you do. She's like, I see.
Well, here is my question that I've been wondering this whole time. It's like, was there really a problem with the power, or did this?
No, it was.
Oh, damn. I was really hoping that could be the double cross. It's like, no, there's just a reason it was on generators because he was lying. No, so it could just be the two of you.
Basically, she looks at you and she's like, "Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just sit here with me for one more time." I mean, I know, but I like his moment of, like, just kind of like, huh, and then, like, you know, more lights. What I'm feeling for you, just kind of sit there in your car listening to the music with your wife.
Okay,
as suddenly these creatures suddenly slowly skulk towards you. And suddenly he's like, "It works! It works!" He's typing some commands.
And I'm just like tapping my wrist like, "Torres? Philip? Torres? Smith?"
And you can see back to the image, my hand starts to disappear, still pressed against the wheel.
Nice!
Yeah.
just one thing.
What?
One last moment. I don't want my character. I don't think my character will survive. But so they're at the epicenter, which is the bookstore right next to the diner.
In the attic. No, the attic of the diner.
The diner. Okay. And then they hear something. They hear the jukebox from next door spark up, and they hear rapid gunfire. And Philip Smith comes running, like, covered in blood, like, missing some figures, like, Andrew, come in! Andrew, come in!
He never came back.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, you made it! Great!
I've been sitting in an egg! I wasn't in danger!
Alright, well, listen. I think I figured it out. The Russian... The reason that he wants to get into the fonts.
God damn it!
he's taking hold of the copper. You see him. He's taking hold of the copper and it starts pulsating, the copper rod.
So what happens now?
We go around for the ride. He's just going to hold on to it.
What do you have to do to that?
Monsters at the gate?
Monsters at the gate. They start ripping into the... You suddenly hear... as it's like one of the windows is broken into, and this thing just keeps on pulsating.
Let me hold it. You can monitor things. I don't know what's going on.
Are you taking the end of it?
I'm reaching for it.
Well, make a roll for it.
What am I rolling?
Athletics plus... You're trying to grab it.
All I've got is... Dex.
You know, I'd like to nominate Angela for a style point, because she was not dumb enough to do what we just did. And she also just listened to her two comrades die. One went insane, one stayed insane.
Okay.
Alright. So I'm going to use to give myself the plus two.
Okay.
Three.
You got to you grab it. He grabs it, and he's like, "No!
Let go! Damn it!"
And you both are just pressed against each other.
This is super awkward.
You have no idea.
Inside of a container. And suddenly, you hear like beep, beep, beep. The compression complete, and it swings open, and he stumbles out. And you're in a room filled with shelves.
I stumble out and I want to reach for my weapon in my waistband.
Okay.
And I'm just holding him down to the ground with it.
Oh, as soon as you reach for your weapon, the West Brand, you see him. He picks up the copper and he's trying to swing at your head.
3, 6. Can I have another blue? Oh, there's another blue.
Yes, least physical character fight! Yeah!
3.
Nice.
Alright, so you dodge out of the way, and he says, "You are not going to get in the way of me getting in the vault."
Yes, I am, because it's kind of my job.
Alright, well, cool.
Oh, wait, I'm already in vault. Okay, kill me.
Alright, I'm gonna shoot him.
Literally, cool. Last thing on bucket list. Barbara Streisand was second to last.
6.
Oh, yeah, nice. You cap him a few times. Right. He falls over and he gives you a big toothy grin with blood seeping out of his mouth.
Thanks for the ride back home, chum.
You are the biggest chum. You just see on his chest
micropenis. Micropenis.
There is he has like straps of fertilizer. It looked like a fertilized bag. He's not as bad as he seemed. And he grins and he just presses a button and beep beep.
But there's one place beep, that you know beep, can withstand beep, anything.
The box.
4.
Oh. 3. Get back in.
2. 1.
I'm diving back in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, it stopped. Okay. Oh, it explodes. Boom.
So that happened.
I'm trying to think. Like, okay, you kind of. The thing falls on its side, rolls a little bit. You're like shaking back and forth into it. Okay. Suddenly, yeah, there's a bright light, and suddenly, as the tube's rolling around, you hear
Andrew, for the last goddamn time, I'm telling you, I'm not a problem. I'm just saying that if HR would at least listen to me and at
they're
least
standing
give
in front
us
of the SUV as people are like, okay, and Mulligan saying, okay, guys, I want you in there to check out the device immediately. Come on.
I understand that. Look, all I'm saying is a hollow point round would be a lot more useful against civilians because.
Listen, we're not having this conversation again.
No, I understand. It's
money. One day, I swear to God, I'm going to shoot you in the face or something.
Oh, we say that every time. Look, I got to go interrogate some old people. I need you to come with me.
All right.
I'm going to walk into the tent.
I kind of look where he's walked in and look at you.
What?
What day is it?
Are you coming? It's not payday, if that's what you're worried about.
We need to just stop and take a minute, and I need to make a phone call and make a little report.
We're short on time, Mike. Of the essence.
You have no idea.
I hope that was okay with you.
No, that was so much better than the bleak ending I had.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. Wow, that didn't turn out anything like I thought.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Max. Yes, high five, team. That really spectacularly poorly well.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many times do you guys like just think of like this isn't working? Like fuck, you're right.
When it was everything's on generators. I'm waiting for you to come back to the attic, and the guy's like, "All right, let us go." Now that you got rid of your friends, good job.
No, I forgot. You know what? You know it was poorly thought out.
Yeah. No, it was not poorly thought out.
Yeah.
It's
just fucking time travel.
Yeah. And literally, yeah.
You introduced, see, what did you introduce for material places? You introduced Mike and Ike's, you introduced all the outliers, which we were going to go to, and then you introduced what was brilliant, which was, like, the last stand place, which was the theater, but from a storytelling perspective, like, that's a lot of locations to introduce and all the factors to go along with it, because you're basically running post-apocalyptic rules the second that we go there, which means anytime you run that stuff, like, you've got to think of factors that normally in a normal situation you don't have to worry about.
Right.
So it was not wholly wrong.
If you guys have gone to the Outliner's place, you would have just ran into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the wall of like there's nothing.
The nothing was coming from.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You wouldn't have been able to. There's just like nothing.
Would have ended up in the Swamp of Sadness along the way. Our tax would have died.
We would have lost Bessie that way. That would be really sad.
Oh man, Bessie.
I want to bring Bessie back at one point.
If I have to speak to one more giant fucking turtle.
But, no, yeah, there was a few things. It's just like, originally it's like, okay, no, you're... And then I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if they actually went back in time, back forward in time, to that, like, place that I made up briefly about, like, oh, yeah, the guy that actually...
Yeah, created that. I kind of screwed
and then you're like, look at this. I'm like, fuck, you're right. That's not how time travel works. I should have... I'm sure there was. Because apparently time travel can't work, the same way you guys wanted.
Well, technically, actually, you can just say like her consciousness just went into the past. That her, I have no idea how the fuck.
It's time travel because it doesn't work because we haven't figured it out.
Something in the vault helped it go along. I mean,
yes,
something in the vault did it.
Precisely.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why you play games with MacGuffins, because you can always just pass the buck on to another one.
Precisely.
Yeah, something in the vault sent you back, and you guys survived. All of you survived, surprisingly. Yeah. You guys need fucking Jesus. Like, oh my god. Originally, you would have been able to save everyone, but you're like, no, we need to write those fuckers off. I'm like, Jesus, you guys, I thought the idea of playing agents of...
We have a new person that shouldn't be allowed around children.
Yeah, you guys make fun of me, but...
I had nothing to do with that shit.
I went batshit insane by the end of it.
I was sitting in the attic making sure our friend couldn't disappear
with
us.
Let me get this straight. I introduced that there were children. I introduced that there were children. And David says, well, fuck them. We're not going to save them. And your response is like, well, technically I didn't turn off the lights on them. But were you going to leave them? Well, yeah. It's like, guys, no, none of you said, guys, you know what? They're children. We need to save these people. I mean,
the way it was presented was if we brought along all those people as well, pretty much no one was going to survive.
Yes, and it came from a very trustworthy source.
Although, you do have to include, like, the two of you were stuck in that tiny bug. Imagine if the whole entire time was inside
the bug. Okay, but I will bring this up. The thing was significantly more tiny after you guys made the choice. I mean, if you had said we're bringing the town back, it would have been a big fun.
Okay, right.
It would have been tight.
Funny though. Yeah. So funny. Like, but the thing is, I specifically made a character knowing this was your game. I made a character that I really wanted to die. Like, I really wanted to make a character that if I saw him in a movie, I'd be like, oh, I can't fucking wait until you die. And so
apparently.
Oh, yeah, I really tried to sell it. And, like, I wanted one of you guys to turn on me. I wanted one of you guys to totally fucking, like, have this totally enough. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. But we also still survived. Because time travel, right?
Here's the problem with, like, you guys don't seem to... You guys change on me. You either all are goody-goody two-shoes. Which doesn't work in a movie. Or you're all evil motherfuckers. Or apathetic. It's not like, if this was a movie, we needed one of you to say, I can't let you do that, Dave. Not at the moment where you're like, you turned off the lights? Yeah. Whoa, you actually did it? Yeah. Get out of there. It's like, what do you think you did?
My character had very strong self-denial.
So funny. You're right, though. It's like, well, I mean, no, because if we play normal people, we play like pretty realistic normal people-ish. It's the extreme circumstances that breeds this. Like, for previous games, like the one where we're a film crew and stuff, like, you know, we went back for Jesus' character, even though all of us knew that we were going to regret it, but that made movie sense.
Yeah.
But, like, we were in a kind of extreme situation, but we weren't trained operatives. Whereas in this, like, we're trained operatives for a shadowy quasi-government organization. Like, all the pieces are there to be crazy.
And with me, the way I saw, like, my claustrophobia prevents me from, like, having all those people together. It's gonna be bad. I can just as long as I see nothing.
Whatever makes you sleep at night, motherfuckers, y'all need Jesus. No, that's fun. I'm sorry for the loopholes. God, it's just like, you kept on running into one. Time travel, man. Like, the idea was...
Sucks.
I like the idea of, like, no, like, you know, the shit's eating the past. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't go in the past. I like that idea. And I like that, like you know, like, no, it's, the static shit is there, mm-hmm. but people have gone by. That was the good idea, but it gets complicated, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you just don't do the conventional time travel of the, hey, I, you know, like, leaving the beaver. What?
Yeah, except yeah, no, if you don't do the if you don't actually do the Back to the Future stuff, yeah, then you try to get really like metaphysical with it and very interesting. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And also I actually really liked it when you I liked the fact that you took what we were saying about the situation into great consideration for the game. Because you just as easily could have been one of the storytellers that's just like, oh, what's your theory on time travel? Shut up. Like, it works. Mm-hmm. But no, you're like, shit, okay, hold on. Let me figure this out. Like, I can still think around this. You actively incorporated what we were talking about, but at the same time, like, you proved why you were running the game and not played. Like, you figured it out.
Yeah.
We presented...
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, we presented...
Yeah, you brought that up, because I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. I kind of combined
them.
I just loved...
It's one of those times where it's like, goddamn, too bad it's not a video podcast. The look on your face of, like, you had this mounting horror on your face as Jesus was speaking. Like, you understood where he was going. And it's like you were hoping that he wouldn't finish the thought. And then he did. And you're just like,
as soon as, because, like I said, like, most of this was made up, but the way you were going to escape was I decided to, like, I like to pull it back to the original, like, something I said in the beginning. And I remember I said, oh, yeah, there's a guy that made, you know, an anti-matter chamber, and that's where you, you know, something got him. I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring that back. And as soon as I incorporated it, and then as soon as you just, and then you just said, well, wouldn't we still be in the past? And it would be just like, I was like, it's like, oh, God, I was thinking, like, Back to the Future. And then it's like, oh, and I was like, okay, just don't panic. And I was like, I can't think of how we're going to fix this.
It's, no, it was extremely well run, especially because you actively incorporated one of the hardest plot lines any storyteller will tell you, that you always avoid time travel. Yeah. You always avoid time manipulation. You avoid psychic powers that have to do with telling time at that exact moment. You avoid watches. You avoid telephones.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, you did. I was really, really impressed when you, when you just doubled down on the, when you sent us back in time, I was like, holy shit, he's going for it. He's shooting the moon right now. Like, yeah, no, it was.
That went really well.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I love the fact that all of a sudden we have to start counting bullets. Yeah. And we don't know what these things are. They're affected by light, but they're only affected by our lights. Mm-hmm. I love the detail, like, if you get into a car, then our temporal space affects it, and we gather their kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yep. You've incorporated fucking car chases with monsters into a time travel. Like, I feel like you were bored with how hard you had made it for yourself, and you wanted to make it harder. So you're like, what else do I need to do? They're going to be in a faux car chase going through a cornfield at night on a starless sky going towards a water tower. Boom, done. Is that hard enough? I'm going to check my Billy checklist. All of this happens in Mandarin. Yeah.
Question about the creatures. Like, the creatures, as soon as they touch you, or with their spear hand things, you instantly start losing time. Right? Well, what would happen if one of us got hit by that?
Will we if you got slashed, you would have... The thing it's supposed to do, it was trying to pin you down and hit you. I mean, it wanted to weaken you first. So what I was going to say is, like, once you died, it would have leapt on top of you and dug its things into you, and then it would have slowly fed off your energy.
Yeah, why was it pulverizing its... Like, when we did kill one, and they were all like...
Well, you have to think about it. That thing that you killed probably had some energy that it ate from the other stuff, and it's like, oh, there's another...
Recycling.
It's recycling.
Sharks going after a wounded shark.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was you guys held kinetic energy inside you. That thing that just died, it's like, oh, this still has kinetic energy, let's fucking eat it.
Also, we were using, I mean, if we want to go with the foe, once again, god damn it, Billy, your Billyverse has just invented its Billyverse version of time travel. Yeah. Wow, I just realized that.
Is this technically in the Billyverse, or is there a separate
thing? I don't know, man. This is like, Billyverse is usually like magic. This is all tech. And
this is the Alpha's version of the same universe.
This is actually Earth, this is Billyverse Eureka Earth 2.
And Warehouse 13.
Yeah. I think this is the technical side of Billyverse, so time travel is impossible.
If we're shooting something, if we're shooting it with bullets from 2012, or bullets that come from our kinetic energy, like our personal sphere of kinetic energy, then they're probably eating them because they got killed by things outside of the time stream. Mm-hmm. So they have to eat everything that needs to be taken care of, including our bullets, our kinetic energy, our laughter, our joy, the joy of children.
You guys did good. You guys shot my, like, several holes in my thing. It's like, okay, I need to change that.
Also, not to slam the laundry, because I do, like, I do like the laundry's concept, but this felt like what the laundry could have been had the system been a little bit kinder to its players.
Yeah, I really think that just comes down to the laundry. We did not like that system.
Yes. Yeah.
That system was just way too much stuff piled on top of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, admittedly, like, the system, like, the laundry system added all that stuff to the main Cthulhu
It almost seemed like, because there's the Cthulhu game, and then there's the laundry game, and instead of just being like, oh, let's have the laundry setting in a Cthulhu game, it's like, no, let's put them together into one massive game.
Yep.
It's like, no!
This is a very versatile system, though. I gotta say, like, this is...
Hollow Earth is very good.
Technically, ubiquity.
Ubiquity.
Ubiquity, yes.
I wonder if... do you have to buy a license for them?
Damn!
There's no information on a public license for them.
I gotta say, though, like, I mean, between this and... this and White Wolf definitely gives a more palpable feeling of desperation to the characters. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to make a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when it comes to, like, agent-based game, which, again, I'm super psyched that you responded to my email requesting this and ran it, because I love this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, very... it's just the right mix of empowering and deadly.
Yeah, I was actually going for, like, originally was you're going to be college students who were, like, out on, like, a... Boy Scouts or whatever the hell it was. Not Boy Scouts. Like, just some...
Outward bound
Scouts. Mm-hmm. And when you guys came back, your entire troop, your entire town was gone. Like, your entire... And just empty. And you guys ended up going back, getting called, like, feeling the urge to come back after 20 years. Like, something was calling you there.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a mirror, and it was like, this was going to be, like, the shadow world, and those things were eating people. And they were going to be, like, you know, like, 20 years of survivors of, like, just grizzled shit. Like, grizzled.
As opposed to the 2 days, but we took care of them.
Yeah, you guys, no problem. You guys were all.
Actually, I just realized that this would probably fit into the main Billyverse, mainly because like all the monsters you have are technically not supernatural; they're more biological.
Yeah, these like sure.
It was just random idea.
Also, I appreciate. The ending because we can play these characters again.
Yeah.
I really want to try to get that a shot.
I may kill you again. You do realize
that. Oh yeah, no, I think that we should make that up. how many different ways? Kenny style. How many different ways?
They kill you many times because you always come back as a clown.
Yeah, it's
no. God damn it.
That's the problem with your cloning technology. Unfortunately, it only adapts well to like the first person that clones you didn't realize.
Yep.
And you're the only one that comes out of it.
Yeah, I'm basically coming out of a MakerBot bio.
You don't stop coming out of it. Every hour, one of you pops out, so you just walk out and then have like a... there's a shotgun. BAM!
Is he still dead yet? Is that one still alive? Yes. Okay, next hour. BAM! Is the agent still alive? Yeah, okay. Next hour, he comes out. BAM! One second, is he alive? No, you said. Okay, you're good to go. I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, no, he's
The individual, the one guy who just has a lot of, like, aggression problem, is like, it's good stress relief, you know, shooting this guy.
It's you.
And by the way,
it's me. I would so do it. Every hour.
Good idea, by the way. It was your idea to have the Russian one to use the chamber. It's like, yeah, sure, you want to get something in the vault. That's actually, I didn't think of that. He was going to destroy the vault, actually.
Oh, really? No, I thought like, because I was like, kind of, I didn't want to bring it up until later, because I thought about it earlier in the game. Like, right away, I was just like, well, we're all going to be in the vault. We're not supposed to be in the vault. Wait, neither is he. Holy shit. Yeah. I was like, this is a pretty convoluted but brilliant scheme to get in the vault. But then I was like, this should not be, I didn't want to blurt it out. I wanted it to come out, like, during a dramatic instance. You know, like when Jesus was leaving me to die.
Yes.
But I didn't understand. I thought he was going the long way around. You know.
<Yeah.
laughs> Oh, you're going to be a distraction. Okay, good thinking.
Totally
good. Good job.
All right, so.
Thank you.
So let's critique Billy's game right now in front of him.
More bloodshed was needed.
More innocent bloodshed.
I didn't say it had to be innocent. You could have given us more bad guys.
I just feel bad for you, Aunt Angela, when you're like, okay, let's go cut the power. Angela, you stay here in the attic. I'm like, there's nothing in
there.
But I understood why you took her to the attic, because you're like, you didn't want to leave the guy alone.
Yeah. Well, also, no, I kind of knew that I was probably going to bite it, and Jesus was probably going to bite it, too. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm not going to leave the combat monster to fight the Russian. Like, because she was really, like, Mike... he, or non-gender specific pronoun, was arguably like the most useful but the least combat. Mm-hmm. And like he seemed not very combat. And there's nothing I love more than a dramatic scene between the two non-combat characters at the climax of the story. It was like a slap fight between a Russian and a stealth person.
Okay, seriously though. Wonderful game I had.
Yeah.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Loved it.
All right.
Lots of fun.
This is Billy, and thank you for listening to Fandible.
Woo! Fandible!